Joining us now for more on the president's decision to commute Roger Stone's sentence and the reaction from special counsel Robert Mueller is Ryan Goodman, a professor of law at New York University and co-editor-in-chief of Just Security. Ryan, we've heard a lot of people over the last 24 to 36 hours talk about whether or not this was appropriate. What are the kind of longer-term consequences legally from the president doing this?
So the longer-term consequences in terms of what the law actually allows are pretty significant. So in a normal universe, one would think that this could be impeachable conduct and that Congress would mobilize around it. In the current universe, there's potentially a prospect that the House brings a censure resolution, so you can censure the president. It's very rarely used, so that it does have some symbolic significance to do that. And lastly is one has to think about a future Justice Department. So a future Justice Department could look into this as an exercise of the obstruction of justice. Bill Barr, when he was nominated in his own hearing, said that a use of a pardon to get false testimony would be a criminal offense.
Look, this is in the context of a pandemic, a re-election season. We've already been through an entire impeachment process. Does Congress have the stomach for this?
Right. That's the word I was going to use similar to. I was going to say, I don't think there's any appetite. There's no appetite on the part of Speaker Pelosi, especially given the situation that we're in. And we just ran through this. And now, with it being that close to the November election, there's a very sound argument that the voters will be able to decide for themselves.
Why now? Why not when the sentence was handed down in the first place?
That's a great question about the timing of this. If anything, that's the biggest surprise to me is the timing. I would also have thought that the best timing for the president to do this would be right after the November election, whether he wins or loses, because at that point, he's much more politically insulated. And if the news reports are correct that his chief of staff and the attorney general both advised him against the commutation of the sentence, in part on the part of the chief of staff for political blowback reasons, you'd think he'd wait.
Also surprising, the op-ed by Robert Mueller, who took great pains not to make any statements during the investigation, really after the investigation, feels strongly enough that he has to remind us of the felony convictions that exist.
I do think he was trying to reestablish the record here, because in a certain sense, there's been so much disinformation about the entire investigation being a hoax, quote unquote, and he was basically rebutting that by saying, no, this was a well-founded investigation that resulted in multiple convictions. And the other part of the importance of it is Robert Mueller had to step up for the lawyers who served in his investigation because their names have been dragged through the mud when they were really my estimation, just public servants trying to follow the law.
The Department of Justice, the career prosecutors have had great reputations because they work across administrations. They are not party to political appointments. But here we are now. Is the Department of Justice's credibility at stake?
I think so. I think this is a crisis at the Department of Justice. It really is antithetical to the entire purpose and structure of our institutions and the Department of Justice as applying the law equally and neutrally without favor to who might be the friend or the perceived political enemy of the president. And this pulls the rug right out from under a righteous prosecution of somebody who was convicted on all seven counts of lying to Congress. And it pulls the rug also out from the jurors who committed their time and effort to deliberate at this trial and wipes it away in a way that's just never been seen before. You know, as some have said, President Nixon never did anything like this. That's why this is just uncharted territory. And the Department of Justice is rocked. Some have suggested that a normal attorney general would resign. I do think that's the kind of moment we're at, where it's that stark in terms of what's just occurred in the last couple of days.
Ryan Goodman, co-editor-in-chief of the Just Security blog and a professor of law at NYU. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.